AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A development in the case of Bill Cosby, whom a number of women say drugged and raped them. According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, Cosby admitted in 2005 that he secured Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with. Attorney Gloria Allred is representing some of Cosby's alleged victims.
Well, this is a very big deal because he's been trying to hide this truth from the public for many years. And so we're very gratified that the truth is out.
No comment from Cosby on the court papers out of Philadelphia. San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi is defending his office's decision to release a Mexican man who was in the U.S. illegally and who's now suspected in the killing of a woman at a sightseeing pier.
I realize, you know, that it would give somebody pause or even convert them against a sanctuary city, but really sanctuary cities are designed to help further and build trust with immigrant populations.
In a jailhouse interview, suspect Francisco Sanchez appeared to confirm that he went to the city because of its status as a sanctuary. One of the ice caves popular with hikers northeast of Seattle partially collapsed yesterday, killing one person and leaving at least four others injured. Snohomish County spokeswoman Sherry Ireton says a recovery attempt will resume later today.
The helicopter did go over a couple times to get some video back to rescuers to see the state of the caves. It does look like there's a large crevasse, which is causing a lot of concern for personnel going in.
Sound courtesy KOMO-TV. Top Hollywood producer Jerry Weintraub has died of cardiac arrest at 77. He produced such hit movies as Nashville Karate Kid and Ocean's 11. This is AP Radio News. Iran nuclear talks are in danger of busting through their second deadline in a week. It's at midnight Tuesday. Top diplomats are huddled in Vienna looking for a breakthrough. One South Carolina state senator, Lee Bright, thinks voters in his state should be able to weigh in on whether the Confederate flag remains flying at a monument outside the state house.
I understand that this is a non-binding referendum, but it would give the people a chance to be heard because this state house grounds obviously belongs to the people of South Carolina.
But senators voted 37-3 to allow the state to remove the flag. Members of the state house will vote next. Fans were on hand to greet the U.S. women's soccer team as they arrived at Los Angeles International Airport after winning the Women's World Cup Sunday in Canada. New York City is talking to the team about the possibility of a parade following its World Cup victory. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.